Whiteway broadcast, September 28th, 2013. This is Reverend Richard Tennis, and the title of this Dharma message is The Way It Is. There is a Japanese expression, sono mama de ide, which is commonly used to mean accepting things as they are. Something like, things as they are okay. This idea is assumed by many to reflect Buddhist teaching. However, this is a serious misunderstanding. The truly Buddhist idea is expressed by the Japanese kono mama, which has a meaning that might sound similar, but actually conveys something quite different. This is a term that best expresses Shinran Shonin's teaching of boundless compassion. When we say, things as they are okay, we mean that we are accepting conditions, for good or bad, because they are considered safe, normal, and therefore unchangeable. There are times when this acceptance is harmless, and times when it is very bad indeed. When ordinary, well-meaning people in pre-civil rights movement days in America accepted racial discrimination as normal, and had chosen to ignore the cruel behavior of their fellow citizens, the belief things as they are okay, was a way to excuse themselves for accepting and enjoying the privileges attached to belonging to the right race, even though their benefits came at a horrible cost to others. The most extreme example of this, of course, is that of ordinary German citizens who accepted the tenets and policies of Nazi Germany because, living comfortable lives, they were afraid to speak out against their society's blatant discrimination and brutality. But of course, there are many other less extreme examples. It may be that most of us living in prosperous countries today, like America and Japan, who believe ourselves to be decent and good, are also saying things as they are okay, to relieve ourselves of responsibility for the condition of the many others in our society and around the world who are not at all fortunate. People commonly accept the world as okay as it is when they happen to be among those who are benefiting from current norms. This complacency is rooted in selfishness and expresses itself in a rejection of any kind of meaningful change. People say, there's nothing I can do, that's the way things are. But it is important to realize that this sono mama de ide, this things as they are okay, reflects a false understanding of the way things really are. And this false view inevitably leads to a self-destructive and ego-driven life for individuals and societies. To see the way things really are, we also have to look closely at those who do not benefit from, who are actually oppressed by, the conditions many people consider normal and acceptable. The other view, the Buddhist term kono mama, means just as you are. This is very important, and it refers to the Buddhist teaching of emptiness or suchness. All conditions are what they are because of the causes and conditions from which each moment arises. To put it most simply, we all exist within the oneness of life. Another way to express this is to say that kono mama is my realization of being one with the life that always embraces me, whatever my conditions. It is simultaneously to be accepted as I am and to accept others as they are. It is to embrace life and to refuse to descend into self-pity or despair. It is the deep inner peace and gratitude that arises from realizing my own oneness with all things. It is to bow and take refuge, to entrust in what is true and real. Just as you are means to see myself as I truly am and to find my ordinary selfish consciousness naturally transformed into the Buddha's compassionate mind. But kono mama is never a way of excusing my own laziness and lack of courage to stand up to the wrongs in this world. Rather, Kono Mama is the mind of great compassion. Last month, on August 28th, people all over our state and country commemorated the 50th anniversary of the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s famous speech, "I Have a Dream." Dr. King was, I think, a person who would certainly have understood the difference between Sono Mama de Ide and Kono Mama. The condition of life in this country for him and for all African Americans in his time was one of economic and political inequality, instability, danger, and constant humiliation. These conditions have not been completely cured, although attitudes have changed. But most people in Dr. King's time accepted those conditions as completely normal and said things like, things as they are okay. They didn't have a Kono Mama view toward people of non-white skin. They did not say, just as you are. Fortunately, many courageous people like Dr. King were willing to stand up for the just as you are view, to demand that all people be accepted as they are without discrimination. Of course, Dr. King knew that the condition of racism had arisen from historical and social causes, but he couldn't say, well, we'll just have to accept things as they are, don't rock the boat. No, he took personal responsibility to change those conditions by changing the causes, by working for the transformation of those unfair and humiliating conditions into conditions of equality and dignity for all. Dr. King's own expression of Kono Mama, his deep acceptance of his life and his oneness with and responsibility for others, was demonstrated in his selflessness, his willingness to put himself and his family in peril, and in his letting go of his attachment to the false feeling of security that people have when they accept what people consider normal. In the Edo period in Japan, there was a Buddhist teacher who said, "Amida will save you as you are." A listener asked him, "Do you mean Amida will save me as I am?" "No," the teacher replied, "Amida will save you as you are. As I am is your self-centered, calculating mind. You cannot be saved that way." As you are is Kono Mama. It is the realization that in the interdependence of all life, my salvation cannot be for myself, being saved for myself, that is, accepting conditions because they are convenient for me, because I don't really care what happens to others. That is the working of my selfish and calculating mind. But there is no things as they are okay in Buddhism. There is only the fundamental reality that my true happiness depends totally on your true happiness. Shinran Shonin wrote that in this realm of Kono Mama, which he called the ocean of Shinjin, or the mind of faith, there is no discrimination between anyone, regardless of status, gender, wealth, age, etc. I think if he had lived in a racially diverse society such as ours, he would no doubt have added that distinction as well. It is not what we do, what we look like, superficial characteristics that make us worthy of love and acceptance, nor is it even our cleverness or our foolish wisdom about what we think we have done that is good or bad. What matters in our life is only this Shinjin, the Buddha's compassionate mind that embraces all of us just as you are. May we all strive to not misuse the Buddha's teaching by rationalizing our own privileged condition of life, but with every utterance of the Buddha's name, let us become more aware of the condition of others in this country and around the world. Let us choose our actions and our way of living so as to further the peace and harmony that Dr. King and so many others worked and sacrificed for. Let us awaken to the oneness of life. Thank you for listening. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu.